Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Marriage University. This is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's call is how to connect with God in the midst of your busy life. Now, the reason we're talking about this on a marriage broadcast is that I believe motherhood and marriage are two of the biggest tools God uses to guide us into growing into the best versions of ourselves. He grows us from the inside out, and relationships are a vital part of that growth. I've learned through my own experiences that if we are not happy on the inside, we will not be happy in our marriage. So I'm really excited to talk to you about this topic today. Before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. If you go in the search bar on Facebook, you can search for The Happy Wives Community. Or you can head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place, kind of by taking one situation at a time and working on it. So I hope that will be helpful to you. Okay, now let's dive in. The topic for today's call is how to connect with God in the midst of your busy life. When I was a younger mom and my kids were little, like probably 5 and 2, I found myself one morning at 5 a.m. sitting on the side of my bathtub in the dark in my Florida home. I had just gotten up for the day and was getting ready to go work out. It was only 5 a.m., but already I was feeling sad, depressed, lonely, and depleted. How could that be? I was married to my Prince Charming. We lived in a beautiful home in Florida. We were healthy. Our kids were healthy. I didn't have to go to work to help support our budget. It appeared I had everything I ever wanted. But sitting there on the side of the tub that morning, I whispered into the dark, God, I don't think I can do this today. I was just exhausted, bored, tired. How many ways can I say exhausted, right? Well, God heard my prayer, of course. He always hears our prayers. He saw me and he sent me a life coach to show me how to find my joy again, my purpose again, and how to help me live the life that I wanted to live. What I didn't realize before I got help from my life coach was that there is so much more to life than having everything you think you want. There was something missing in my life, the very thing that would bring me true joy and peace. And that was a relationship with God. Sure, I believed in him, I prayed, but I didn't really have a relationship with him. I probably did definitely 99% talking, and I'm not sure how much listening in that relationship. And I just wasn't fully aware of God's work in my life on a daily basis. I've come to learn that this is so important, this awareness. When we live with an increased awareness of God's activity in our lives, we can discern when we are in tune with his will and make better choices about how to spend our time. And this makes us feel happier. It brings us more joy and more peace. So we feel better living this way when we're in tune with God. So today I'd like to share with you a couple of journaling questions that I use to connect with God on a daily basis. I do these questions usually every morning, and they make me feel so good and so centered, and I feel like then I can start my day on the right foot. Now, I get up early. I get up at 5 so that I can get this time in for myself before the day gets ahead of me. I know that might not work for everyone, but that's what I do, and I love the results that I get from it. The other thing is, you don't have to do this every day. I do. I enjoy it. But remember, my kids are older now. They're 12 and 15, so it's a little bit easier for me to have a little bit more time. But you could start doing this maybe just once a week if you wanted to get started on it. Don't give yourself a goal of once every day if that feels unattainable. What feels good to you? Do you want to do it once a week or twice a week? So think about what works for you. And I hope that this can really help you tune in to God's presence in your life so that you can feel more connected. So if you can, grab pen and paper so that you can reflect on these questions with me. If you're driving or if you're otherwise busy, you can come back to these later. Don't worry, you can always listen again. I also want to let you know, I said the word journaling, and I hope that didn't freak you out, because this is not about writing full and complete sentences. This is not about grammar. I use bullet points and just a couple of words, like just to get my feelings out. And believe it or not, it's enough. Now, if you love writing, go right ahead, right away. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. So it just really depends on what's going on. So this little process that we're going to walk through, it's not going to take you a long time to do. You could probably do this in 15 minutes or less. And so you can use that to gauge when might be a good time. When can you find 15 minutes of quiet? Now, I'm going to tell you, I do more than just these few questions every day. I spend, my favorite amount of time is to spend 45 minutes doing this. So that's what I do. But we can get connected in a shorter amount of time, because busy moms, that's what we need to do, right? Okay, let's get started. There are 5 questions that I'm going to pose for you to reflect on. And the first question is, what is on my mind? So this is the first question in connecting with God. So first, really, it's a brain dump. What is on your mind? What are things that are on your mind that you need to get done? What are things that you need to remember? How are you feeling right now? Like, are you angry about something or frustrated about something? Are you feeling particularly happy or peaceful? Take a moment to get those feelings on paper and get them out of your head. So this morning, I actually had a couple of frustrating things come out. You know, I was kind of feeling a little bit frustrated with a few things. For example, yesterday, I felt like I worked on a project all day, but I got nowhere. And that felt very frustrating. So that was something that came out in my journaling this morning. You know, I'm frustrated. I feel like I worked hard. And I even talked with God about that, because I said, I was doing that project for you, God, and I feel like I wasted my time and I wasted your time. And it just felt good to get that out, you know? Writing is so important. It helps us slow down the hurricane of thoughts and ideas that are in our head. And it helps you stop worrying about them. It's kind of like a little compartment that you can, don't have to worry. It's there and it's recorded and you don't have to worry about it. So that's the importance of the first question, I think, is to clear your mind and do that brain dump of like whatever clutter is in there. Let's get it out of there. Now the next question, question 2, I think is a miracle worker. This question is, what am I grateful for? This question, especially on the days that I'm struggling to connect with God, this question always slows me down and brings me into the present moment where I can see all of the blessings that God has bestowed on me each and every day. Now, you're going to have some of the same every time you sit down with this, but I would encourage you to look for some of the different things that happened in your day. And so it could be, you know, thank you that we are healthy. Thank you that I slept through the night. Thank you that the kids are doing well in their activities. Thank you for our home and heat and running water, you know, some of those basic things. And you can also be more specific. So for an example, yesterday I told you I had a frustrating day with a project not getting finished, but what I did do, my daughter noticed, and that was I wrote I love you on her bathroom mirror with a dry erase marker over her sink and over my son's sink. And so she actually came to me after she got home from school and she said, Mom, you did do something today. You wrote I love you on our mirrors. And that's something that went in my gratitude notes today, because she's right. I did do something really important yesterday. What could be more important than telling your children you love them? And so it's helpful for us to take a minute and look at all of the wonderful things that we have going on. So that's question number 2, what am I grateful for? And I would just encourage you to take a moment and look back over the past day or so at everything good that has happened, because God has his hand in all of that. In my instance, God sent my daughter in to show me something that was good, and I really needed that. Okay, question number 3. You might find this one interesting when we're talking about God, but the question is, what has my body been telling me? Girls, it is so important to pay attention to what your body is telling you, because it is giving you messages for what you need. God designed these bodies, and it is an amazing instrument that He has given us. It's a window into your mind. It truly is, because the junk and the stress and everything that is going on in your mind, you might not necessarily be aware of, but what is your body telling you? Are your shoulders like really like burning? Is your neck stiff? Are you feeling exhausted? Are you feeling rested? What is it that you're feeling? I had a really big eye-opener with this a few years ago when my father was sick with cancer. It was kind of the final stages, I guess, of it. And I started losing hair like crazy, like shedding hair like crazy. And I went to all the right doctors and they did all the tests and they said, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just stress. And so my body was, in my mind, I would have told you, like, I don't feel like I'm that stressed out. Like, I know this is a really hard situation, but I got it. I got this. But my body was reacting in a way that I didn't realize that stress was really affecting me. So then I had to look at more ways of self-care that I could take care of myself and my body that would allow me to stop shedding my hair. That was a cue from my body. And so your sore shoulders and your stiff neck and those things that hurt, those are a sign for you to pay attention to. And so just by taking a couple of moments, 2 or 3 minutes, to scan your body and say, what feels good, what feels bad, will help you tune in to what's going on so you can see if you need to make some adjustments. Maybe you'll say, you know what, I probably should go to the chiropractor, or maybe I need a massage, or maybe I need a bath, or something different that you think will help you take better care of your body. Also eating better, right? Maybe I need to eat a little better. So that's question number 3, and that's paying attention to your body. And I believe that God intends for us to understand that our body is giving us cues and that we need to take care of ourselves based on the cues that we're getting. So question number 4, what is the verse of the day and what do I think it is telling me? So I like to read at least one Bible verse every day to keep my mind in God's word. I know some people read much more, but I usually use just a devotional or even just the verse of the day in the Bible app. And if I'm doing the verse of the day in the Bible app, a lot of times I'll just like click to read the entire chapter so I can see, you know, where it's coming from and just think on it a little bit. What is God telling me in this verse? Because He's talking to us with every verse. And some days it's harder than others to see what He might, like some days it comes right to me, oh, He's telling me, do not be afraid. Like maybe I have, or trust, that was really the one that came this morning, and I felt like He was telling me, I was so frustrated with yesterday, with not getting that project accomplished, and He was just saying, just, you know, trust me, I've got this, you know, everything will happen in due time, everything is coming along. And so that brings me a lot of peace, just knowing that that word is there and the trust is there. And so I would encourage you, if you have a devotional or a verse of the day, again, you know, this whole process, we're only talking a total of like 15 minutes. So just spend 2 or 3 minutes looking at a little bit of scripture. It doesn't have to be a lot. And I just would rather that all of us busy moms would do a little bit of something than totally avoiding it because we feel like we don't have time to delve in and do an in-depth scripture study. There will be a time and a place for us to do an in-depth scripture study. If that time is not for you now, then just enjoy 2 or 3 minutes that you can get. A little verse of the day is beautiful. I love mine. Okay, so last question, number 5. This is the most fun one. Where am I seeing God moving in my day? This question makes life an adventure. It's reflecting on where God is moving in your day. Did He move a mountain out of your way when you were working on a project? Well, He did not move my mountain yesterday, seemingly so, but I trust that there was a process and a reason for that process, and we'll find out later? Or did God adjust your schedule just so that kind of made something easier for you? Like maybe something got scheduled really easy or actually got canceled and that was better for you? Did he answer a prayer that you put out? Did he put the right person in your path at the right time? Did he put a book in front of you that like almost practically fell off the shelf or somebody recommended that helps you solve a problem that you're having? Like these are the things in life that make it so adventurous to follow God. You know how we follow everyone else on social media. Let's follow God in our real life. This reminds us that God is with us every single day, every single moment. He's there. Now, I will say, when you're just getting started, this one might be a little bit more challenging for you to say, where was God yesterday? Sometimes I get my day planner out and look back at it to remind myself, what did I do yesterday as I'm looking over it? So you could do that, but just practice finding, if you could find at least one thing a day where you feel like God was leading you or guiding you or had his hand in something, it just makes life more adventurous. And then you can get in more of a pattern of looking for where he's interacting. Okay, ladies. That is it. That is the five steps, the five questions. And if you have any questions about this, any specific questions, or you want to know more, or if you want to know what the other questions are that I journal on, you can reach out to me and email me at tina@heisman.net. I really appreciate you listening in today, and I really hope that this helped you. And because if you take better care of yourself from the inside out, you will show up in your marriage as a happier, more fulfilled, more joyful, more peaceful woman. And that's what your husband needs. And that's what you need to have a strong marriage. So remember, I've got that free marriage makeover guide on my website to help you fix challenges in your marriage. My website is tinaheisman.com. And I'd love to see you in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching. I coach women only and helping them build the marriage that they want and creating more happiness in their life and their marriage. And so I would love to work with you one-on-one if you could use a little support and guidance on your path. All right, thank you so very much. I will see you next week.